Sedano and LZ with you here on 710 ESPN. So Richard Jefferson was supposed to join us. He's on a conference call for something for ESPN.
Nah, he's scared. He just scared, dog.
So
because he said Denver and seven.
Well, I think he said it tongue in cheek. I could be wrong. I didn't actually watch it because I read the quote.
Cheek, I just heard his voice.
Oh, okay. Because I read the quote, and he said, "Well, if Jamal Murray's saying that no one will pick him, and he wants to call everyone out, then I'll be that guy. Go ahead, I'll pick you." Is the way it read. So I thought maybe he was just doing it tongue in cheek. Maybe he wasn't. I don't know. Maybe he did think Denver would win. I just found it odd that he would pick against LeBron, considering he's been his teammate before.
That's true. That is true, and he knows what the man can do.
Yeah,
like it's just I'm so baffled by this. It's so hilarious to me, George.
What are you baffled by? I'm curious.
I'm just baffled watching all of the people who say that the Lakers were going to have issues at the beginning of the season, we're going to have issues during the season, and then we're going to have issues in the bubble, and then continue to pick against LeBron and the Lakers every single freaking series. Like, I'm just amazed by this. Like, I mean, like, you have to work really, really hard to ignore the fact that LeBron James is in the GOAT conversation. Like, he just finished second in MVP voting. He led the league in assists. He can get whatever he wants whenever he wants. And yet people still feel compelled to be like, I'm going to go with Houston.
Yeah, I was clearly not in that boat. I mean, from the beginning, we talked about it during Purgatory with John and Mace, that I have been very steadfast in every opportunity that ESPN.com has asked me to pick who I think is going to win the championship, that I have said the Lakers, dating back to the preseason, the original preseason, back in like September or whatever the hell it was.
It was a year ago, basically.
It was literally a year ago, now that I think about it. It has been a year since I made that pick from the Lakers winning the championship on ESPN.com.
You should get two times for that.
I mean, seriously, for the love of God, So anyhow, I do think that – I still believe that. I still believe the Lakers will win the championship, although I seem to think it will be a closer series than you do. But I do think that it just seems silly to me – to some extent, too. But, LZ, the more I tried to think about it, right? Like, I do my, I really try to think, okay, what could that person be thinking when they say what they're saying? Now, hate, with some people,
hate.
Okay, hate. Sure. But with some people, it's obvious, right?
Right.
You've mentioned that there are people in our business, right? Some who we know and love, right? Some who we just know,
right?
Who will say things to get a rise out of people, right?
Right.
Fair?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there are people who are not those type of people, who were very much in the camp of, ooh, no, yeah, I don't see that happening. And I think a lot of it, from the conversations that I've had since then, I think a lot of it was about the supporting cast, but I think a lot of it was, hey, LeBron got hurt for the first time. And he's 35 years old. You know what I mean? Like, how is that going to work? So I think, like, I'm just not trying to be a jerk, and, like, rub it in people's faces. Now, some people deserve that.
I will.
But
I'll do it for you.
But there are some people, to your point, that we made earlier, it's like some people, they're not that. They're not trying to be bold and brash and say the thing that's going to get them, on the internet 7,000 times a day. You know what I mean? Like that. So I think some of those people really probably just believed, oh man, we may be seeing the end of LeBron James as we know him. Now, I wasn't willing to make that bet because I know, because I remember the work that he put into his body when he first met his group of trainers that he works with. And I felt like, like you gave LeBron James 6 months off, not only to get his body right, but to stew. And, he did say recently that while he was on vacation, right, because he kind of tried to make it seem like, during the finals last year, remember, it was a lot of pictures or whatever in Cabo, wherever the hell he was, you know what I mean? And now he did admit recently that he watched every single second of the NBA finals and even discussed that he would kind of watch the game thinking, how would I handle this particular situation that this particular team is in? He was jonesing that much for basketball. So I always had the sense, even though I didn't know for sure that that's the way he felt. But man, like, I feel validated because that was my hunch. And clearly, my hunch was correct that he was going to come out more intense than he had been in a very long time.
Well, of course. And I'm not trying to throw shade at Kawhi at all. At all when I say this. But LeBron had to deal with a healthy KD, a healthy Klay Thompson, and a healthy Steph Curry.
Correct.
Let him go off against the Golden State Warriors with Draymond Green.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
He's probably sitting there like going, y'all keep talking about the amount of times that I've lost and that Jordan's undefeated. And right. I get that.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that can be done about that.
Yeah.
But Jordan never faced a team as good as the Golden State Warriors. I don't give a damn
no.
who you present.
Agreed. I am 1,000,000% in your corner on this.
Like, not even close. KD, Steph, Thompson, and freaking Draymond Green.
Four Hall of Famers.
Four Hall of Famers. And still in their 20s?
Mm-hmm.
Two of them have won multiple MVPs combined?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Are you serious right
yep.
now?
I'm with you.
Meanwhile, Jordan gets his first championship against the aging Lakers squad, and he still needed James Worthy to be hurt?
Right.
Because when James wasn't hurt, you lost that game?
Yeah.
Come on, man. It's not even the same thing. What are we doing here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm with you. It feels silly, but a lot of people wrote him off is what happened. And it's now when he takes it to the extent of hashtag wash king and, you know, that people like
that's a bit much.
Exactly. That's where I always draw the line. It's like,
that's
come on,
a bit
Brian.
Much.
You like, who was that saying dramatic. That? Yeah. Nobody with even a modicum of credibility was saying that. OK, now they may have been wondering. Right. But they didn't actually come out and say it like that.
No, they didn't. And I wasn't worried because, one, he slipped. If it was a non-contact or, like, you know, he's just running and he pulled a hammy, then I'd be like, uh-oh.
Right.
But he slipped on a wet spot on the ground.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah. Like, it was a terrible Christmas, though, because of that.
It was a very, very bad Christmas because of it.
Yeah. I don't think there's any question. But, yeah, look, here they are, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it is a testament to who he is as a player, as a competitor. And I feel like, Greg, you are the lifelong Laker fan here. I feel like this will go a long way if they win, and I think they will, to really just stopping all the nonsense that surrounded him joining the Lakers.
No, it won't. LZ's
right. I don't think it will because you have people like Laura who just hate him just because he's LeBron and there's no other real reason behind it.
Really?
Like, shoe
God,
size.
Man. Like, he wins a title for your team?
Laura,
you haven't been in the finals
size.
In a decade. You know?
Right. He's too tall. 6'9", too tall.
Too tall. Yeah. I like my champions to be 6'8 and a half.
Right. Anything more than that and it's just no go.
I'm curious. I want to open it up to the phones and talk to the people. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-3776. Please tell me Greg and LZ are wrong. Just please tell me Greg and LZ are wrong. That's all I want to know, okay? So let's get into that. We'll dive into that. Plus, LZ, you and I will get into this Heat matchup. What are you most looking forward to? Which matchup? And we'll leave that to the audience as well. Which matchup are you looking forward to? It could be player versus player. It could be coach versus coach. It could be coach versus player. You know, hit us up, 877-710-ESPN. And also, please tell me LZ and Greg are wrong about the way people will feel about LeBron if they end up winning the
championship. You know how Clippers are going to clip?
Yeah.
Haters are going to hate.
Okay. I hope you're wrong. I feel like we need to turn the corner in 2020. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Don't forget, you'll hear from Rob Pelinka shortly coming up in about 10 to 15 minutes as well. We'll take your calls on the other side. Sedano and LZ, 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sedano and LZ with you here on 710 ESPN. If you want to hop aboard, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. Asking you about what particular matchup are you most keeping your eye on as the Lakers and Heat get ready for game one of the NBA Finals, which you can hear right here on this very station beginning on Wednesday. Speaking of this matchup, and we'll get into the matchups, and I also want people to hopefully tell me that you and Greg are wrong about the way people would feel about LeBron if he won a championship for the Lakers.
Good luck.
Hopefully. I'm just being hopeful, LZ. I don't know how that will actually turn out for me, but I'll be hopeful in this case. But you and I were just talking about this during the break. Someone I'm happy for, we were talking about how happy we were for Frank Vogel, right, getting to his first NBA Finals. And we were talking about how happy we were for also for Jimmy Butler on the other side of this, because he was called a locker room cancer by the folks in Minnesota and the folks in Philadelphia. And, you know, he is now in a place where the culture makes sense. He makes sense and he fits, right? And what we look back on now is say, oh, yeah, we probably should have looked at the quality of those organizations before making those leaps, right?
Absolutely. But I think, you know, it was sort of like what we did with Kawhi, to be quite honest with you, where we just assumed because of the franchise and what they were that, you know, the franchise and the leaders of that franchise were always right and the players was wrong and he needs to get in line. And we realized now it's like going, no, Kawhi knew what he's talking about.
Right.
And the same thing with this Jimmy. We're like, why did we just assume that the people in Minnesota knew what they were talking about and Jimmy didn't?
Right.
What has Minnesota done?
Yeah. I think we just thought because it was Tibbs, right? I think that was it. That was the only reason.
Like, if Pat Riley says you're a bad guy, I'm going to listen, right? If LeBron says I don't want that person in my locker room, I'm going to listen. Mm-hmm. If the Minnesota Timberwolves and 76ers and the Chicago Bulls, for that matter, say, yeah, we're not sure about this guy, I'm like going, yeah, and I'm not sure about you. So right. I guess we're even.
Yeah. LZ, which is the matchup you're most interested in seeing in this particular series? What are you most looking forward to?
Tyler Hero versus Caruso.
Ooh, that one is off the board. I didn't expect you to go there. Tell me more.
Yeah, you got two white guys battling for white guy supremacy. Only one can be the white guy of the finals. Who will it be?
Two go into the cage. Only one man can come out of the octagon.
Because we're such a simple industry, us journalists, that we only compare white guys with white guys and black guys with black guys. So I'm just going to stick with the theme.
Yeah.
No, so who am I looking forward to? I'm interested to see how AD handles the physicality of Bam.
Yeah, that's my matchup. If I'm looking at an individual matchup, I'm looking at those two.
Yeah, yeah. I'm interested in seeing that for this one specific reason. AD has shown a propensity to not want to get physical with a lot of his defenders, in large part because he doesn't have to. He's taller than you. He's usually faster than you. He's more skilled than you. So he doesn't need to bang with you for 10 seconds before taking a shot. He just doesn't need to do that. But this is different because Bam is a physical unicorn.
Yes.
He's not so much taller than AD that he's not a distraction.
No, he's actually a little shorter.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's not so much taller. In other words, like, it's not like, you know, AD's facing a midget. He's like 6'9", 6'10", so he's got decent size. Mm-hmm. He's strong, so he can't just easily just overpower him.
Right.
He's quick, so he can't easily just drive by him. And he's got some bounce, so he can't just easily shoot over him. Mm-hmm. In other words, AD is going to have the ball.
Right. AD is going to be the key to all of this, I think, to be honest with you. Because here's the thing. If the Lakers go big and they have some flexibility, I know we talked about this with Coach Vogel earlier, and if you missed that, you should subscribe to this Sedano and LZ podcast on Apple Podcasts, ESPN app, Spotify, or Google. And, you know, if they go big, Bam is probably going to have to guard one of their bigger guys unless they go with an extra big, which they could occasionally, but it's not their norm. And then that would leave AD to be free. You know what I mean?
I mean, ish. You know, ish, because they may just decide no matter what, Bam, you guard AD.
Right, and they may just deal with whoever. Yeah, go whoever you are, go guard Dwight or JaVale. Right.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, honestly, the scenario is set up for LeBron James to have like one of his crazy final stat lines.
yeah.
at the end of all of this, because while we think there is something Bam may be able to do to somewhat, you know, pester AD, mm-hmm. there's just nothing they can do against LeBron.
Well, it's interesting you say that. ESPN Stats and Info put this out this morning that of all the guys who have guarded LeBron historically, three of the top five as far as field goal percentage against are on this team. It's Jimmy, Jay Crowder, and Andre Iguodala.
Yeah, that's just a garbage stat. That's useless.
I mean, it is all relative, but
it's
all relative, right? But I don't, because it's LeBron, but I don't think that it's to be summarily dismissed.
Well, I dismiss it because, one, I need to understand, well, what are the scenarios in which they face off against each other, one.
I mean, most of it is going to be in the regular season.
And where and when in the regular season? And what were the scores and what was happening? Like, does Jay Crowder make me worry about LeBron's productivity? No.
No,
does
but no
Jimmy
one
Butler?
Should.
No.
But it's just about making him work. It's what it, look, the team that had the best recipe in theory to try to slow down LeBron, because again, you're not limiting him. You're trying to make him work, right? Was the Clippers. The Clippers was that team. And you know, this team has options, but it's not the Clippers for sure.
No, it's not. I just have a hard time, and maybe I'm too much of a homer with this, but when I look at that roster, and I know a lot of people say, oh, 2004 Pistons versus the Lakers, it's just like that. And I know you have some beliefs about that as well.
I do, too. George. I think they actually are. Chauncey Billups agreed with me when I asked him that.
There's such huge differences to me, though. Such huge. Number one being the locker room of this Laker team is together. As opposed to the locker room.
That team was more fragmented. There's no question. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Absolutely.
So you don't have to worry about.
Well, but that's not about the Heat. That's about the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the Heat's makeup is very much like the Pistons.
But that's part of it because, in my belief,
yeah.
that if Kobe would have just fed Shaq, who had the clear mismatch and was winning that mismatch against Ben Wallace, as opposed to trying to look for his own, the Lakers probably sweep the Pistons and move on and wouldn't even have been an issue. I'm just being real with you. I'm a Piston fan. I grew up from Detroit. I'm giving you my honest-to-God opinion about what I saw and what the stats suggest.
Yeah.
That if they just fed Shaq and let him just eat against little short-ass Ben Wallace, the Lakers would have won.
They might have. Let's go to Devin in L.A.
You don't have to worry about LeBron not feeding AD if he has a mismatch is my point.
Sure. Devin is in L.A. Devin, what's up?
Hey, what's up with it, Jorge?
What up?
What's going on, dog?
You're going on.
What's up with it? What's going on, LZ?
What
I just want to tell
you
boys, what's up with it, fam? I just want to tell you boys, I really, really, you know, I know you guys do this, you know, as a career, but I really appreciate you guys, man. Awesome show. You guys are a dope-ass tag team. Okay, I just got a few quick things. Mm-hmm. The Clippers in the playoffs, they struggled. At times they seemed like they were out coasting every series and they looked uninspired. They just completely looked uninspired. I think the perfect guy for the Clippers job, you just said his name, George. I think Chauncey Billups would be the perfect head coach for the Los Angeles Clippers.
Oh.
I think that is perfect. Oh. I think it's perfect. Go ahead and tell Windhorst. They need to get that to Bomber. That's the guy for this job.
Because he
thinks he should be a former player with some gravitas, is my guess.
Exactly. I think you surround Chauncey Billups with the excellent they've got. We're talking about all this money, and I hate to get in somebody else's wallet, but we're talking about the richest owner in sports.
Yes.
He can surround Chauncey Billups.
Yeah.
Like I said, in the playoffs, they look completely uninspired to me, and I think they need somebody. I think Doc's voice just, you know, he was kind of sitting back coaching like he was Phil, like letting these guys play through what I'll call it timeouts and, like, getting on them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just think Steve Nash just got hired in Brooklyn. I think it's worked out beautifully, obviously, in Golden State with the Steve Kerr hire. I think they should really take a look at Chauncey Billups. And the matchup I'm looking most forward to in the playoffs, sorry, guys, is the coaching matchup due to the fact that when they met in the playoffs last, Spoelstra had LeBron. I'm looking forward to see this go-round, what Spoelstra looks like without LeBron and what Vogel looks like with LeBron.
All right, Devin, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. All right, we'll take more of your calls on the other side. We got one more segment before the Sean McVay show today at 877-710-ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We'll take more of your calls here in just a second. Thank you guys for always tuning in and taking the time out of your day to call us to chat about what we've been discussing today. Obviously, very much centric on the NBA Finals as it begins on Wednesday right here on this very station. Greg Bergman, do we know when is the pregame begin? 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock, yep. 2-hour pregame.
Wow, 2-hour pregame with Sliwa and Michael in Ireland and all of them. Yeah.
It's been like that for the entire postseason. It's going to continue all the way through the finals.
Okay. Hey, listen, you guys do what you guys do. You know,
that's how it should be.
That means LZ and I are just going to be, hanging out, having
chilling.
Some adult beverages.
You got the nay? Is that what you're going to be having, the nay that day on Wednesday?
Oh, yeah. The nay stays chill. Chill and ready.
Do you have a special bucket for the nay?
I don't. Yeah. Steve doesn't let me go that far. But I don't let the nay get too low in the house.
Yeah,
once
I hear you.
Once you get down to 4 bottles, I need to make a run.
Right.
Hey,
right.
But LZ, this is the finals. You're not hitting the roach, are you?
I mean, the roach got us this far, man.
Yeah, you got
to stick with what works.
Go fresh.
Yeah, you got
to
stick.
Why you want me to switch up now? Now that we on top.
No.
The roach got me here. The roach gonna take me on home, bro. Yeah. What did the Lakers tell LeBron on Saturday? Bring us on home. So I'm looking at my roaches the same way. Y'all got me here. Bring me on home.
Yeah. Greg Bergman, you are the biggest Dodger fan I know.
Yes, sir.
How do you feel about this particular matchup against Milwaukee, which will begin this week as well?
I'm really not worried about Milwaukee. They do have a good back of the bullpen. But besides that, they were 29-31. They were one of the first two teams to ever get into the playoffs with a losing record. They just haven't been that good at all. They were fourth in the Central.
Right.
So there's just nothing about this team.
It was actually the best matchup they could have gotten, right?
Yes, perfect. As long as they don't get into the Williams-Hater 8th and 9th, that's right. Where it starts getting a little dicey.
Yeah.
A little bit. 6-3, by the way, football game. Patrick Mahomes just ran it in for a touchdown.
Yeah. Yeah, he's there, and they missed the extra point. Yep. So yeah, look, I think the Dodgers, should have a pretty good, pretty easy run in theory. The one thing that gets scary in these short 3-game series, I mean, really, and even in a 5-game series, right, is if you drop game one and you're like, oh no. But in a 3-game series, if you drop game one, then you're really like behind the eight ball. So.
That is definitely true. Biggest disappointment for you, George.
Yeah.
Dodgers not winning at all or Lakers not winning at all?
I would say Lakers because I feel like in general, baseball is way more random than basketball is. 90%+ of the time in the NBA, the team with the best players generally tends to win, right? Like, we have outliers. We've talked about the 2004 Pistons, the 2011 Mavs, right? Like, there are some here or there. But for the most part, that's generally how it works. In baseball, we see all sorts of crazy crap happen all the damn time, you know?
It's just 8 straight division titles.
I know, man, but the Atlanta Braves were as dominant a team as there was, and they won 14 straight, you know? They had the 3 best pitchers too. Of their generation.
And they were disappointing, too.
Right, but that just goes to show you how random it is what I'm saying. Like, it just, you get the bad matchup and one bad bounce, and it can flip a whole series. That doesn't happen in basketball, you know?
I know that Lakers are number one, but it just feels as if between the gap in championships – the fact that literally we got, if not the number one player in the game, the number two in the offseason, and he costs us like nothing to get him. Like, I'm just like, damn it. If you guys don't win this year, then what?
Bergman, you grew up loving both those teams. Which is would be the bigger disappointment if they lost?
I mean, it's really tough, but I think 30 years without a Dodger championship and being stolen from us in 2017 and kind of stolen from us in 2018 makes it really difficult not
to. Stolen in 2018. You lost in five. You know?
Yeah, it was stolen, though.
It was exactly, LZ.
17, I will give you. There is no question about that.
They were both kind of stolen. But I need 30 years, George. I mean,
I know,
luckily the Lakers was only 10.
But you know baseball is so much more random than basketball.
Right, but now every year we've been saying with the Dodgers, it's that if this year they don't do it, it's a wasted of a year. This is the worst year ever. And now
I
can't keep saying it every year.
It's eight straight division titles, dog.
Yeah, I know.
The Marlins have won two chips in the same period since 88.
And by the way, they also have really good frontline pitching. They could end up winning against the Cubs. Like, it is absolutely possible. Like, their two young aces are, like, 22 years old, and they just throw gas. So, like, they could end up upsetting the Cubs. Like, that's the randomness of it that I'm talking about. Like, a team that's a garbage organization historically. But they've had two crazy runs because they've had great pitching.
I know, George. I know. It's just 88. I mean, 88. We're talking Michael Jackson bad.
I get it. It's a great question, LZ. We'll ask the audience. We got a couple minutes here before we go, and there's people on hold that want to talk about the Lakers and stuff, but we can ask them that as well. Steve is in L.A. Steve, what do you got?
Hey, George. I've picked every series with the Lakers in five. I have this one in six. Defense wins championships. Link and athleticism wins championships. And I don't see LeBron being denied. And as far as next year, George, when they get rid of some of that dead wood, JaVale McGee, Danny Green, Deion Waiters, who's the other dead wood? J.R. Smith. When they get rid of all that dead wood, will they be able to bring in a couple mid-level guys? And I think they can repeat if they can get rid of some of the dead wood at the end of the bench.
First of all, I don't like this phrase in dead wood.
Thank you for the call, Steve. I appreciate it.
That's highly offensive.
They're not that good.
But Deadwood?
I mean.
Deadwood, George.
It's extreme compared to the way I would describe it, yes. But, you know, I do understand what he means.
He's got rings.
Yeah.
J.R. Smith has a ring.
He does. Deion does not, though.
Deion does not. He could, once it's all said and done.
Right, he could. Yes, he could. He could.
Deadwood. That's aggressive.
But I do think that the Lakers do have the mid-level, and they also have there could be minimum guys that can come here. That's generally the way it works, you know.
I'm going to need some Gary Trent Jr. in our lives.
Yeah, but I don't think he's a mid-level guy. I think he's going to get paid more than that.
Yeah, he is going to get paid more than that, but we'll see where Matt –
Jeremy Grant, Greg just said, he's going to get paid more than that,
he's
too.
He's going to get paid way more than that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem, is that you're looking at a veteran guy at the mid-level, like old school, like where he's like year 10, 11, you know what I mean? Like that's kind of, like the David West contract with the Warriors a couple of years ago, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's the type of guy you're looking
at. But let's focus on this year. Let's not get sucked into.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
What we need to do to
You got
to
focus on winning right now. You got four more wins you need. Yeah. By the way, real quick, before we get to more of your calls, is your vehicle due for service? Well, do what we do, man. Head into your neighborhood Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change for over 30 years. Valvoline has provided quick and convenient automotive maintenance for busy people just like you. And no dragging the kids to a dirty waiting room. At Valvoline, you stay in your car nice and safe while the expert technicians make sure your ride is in peak performance, whether it's oil changes, tire rotations, transmission care, and more. Just pull up, drive in, and drive out in less than 15 minutes. Visit their website, SoCalOilChange.com, for locations and game-winning coupons for your next Valvoline Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Let's go back to the phones, 877-710-ESPN. Earl is in Inglewood. What's up, Earl?
What's up, bro?
Hello, Earl.
No, Earl. Jose.
Oh, Jose and Ventura. Up, Jose? Sorry, they picked up the wrong line. We don't have control over that. Go ahead, Jose.
Hey, fellas. Sedano, LZ, thank you so much. You guys are making my drive home a lot better. But I wanted to say the biggest matchup I believe the Lakers have, and this may be sound a little dumb, but it's going to be LeBron versus Riley. When he decided to leave for the Cavs again, Riley told him straight up that it would be the biggest mistake of his career. And I think this is really going to set LeBron's career, the rest of his pathway for being the GOAT.
Yeah, it is interesting. Their relationship is fascinating. Thank you for the call, buddy. Appreciate it. Mostly because, you know, Richard Jefferson, LZ, you and I talked about this earlier, said this on The Jump today. Like, Jackie McMullen asked him, what do you think, how do you think this one would rank for LeBron? He said, oh, you know, it'll be up there. But he actually said that LeBron told him that the first one is always the sweetest. Because think about it. LeBron, before even winning that championship with Oklahoma City, man, the world was ready to mock them again. You know, they were down 3-2 going into Boston, right? He had that crazy game six where he went for 45, 15, and 5. Like that one, his whole legacy is different if he doesn't get that one, you know? I was surprised because much like you, I would imagine, you would have thought it was the 2016 one with Cleveland.
I would have thought.
Yeah. But Richard says he's always said that the first one is the sweetest one. I think this one, just the circumstances would be the conversation, you know. But they're all hard, man, you know. Yeah, it's hard to do that.
It's not easy. He just made it look so because he kept showing up in the finals. And so you assume that the East was weak and that winning championships were easy.
Yeah.
But it's not. I mean, he's trying to do all he can to make sure that Dion Waiters is able to get a championship so he can tell Riley, I told you so. Right? That's what this is about, right?
Yeah. It's that, for sure. There's no question. I got Dion a championship, even though he's in street clothes. Let's go to Earl this time in Inglewood. Earl, how are you? Hello, Earl.
Earl.
Who is on the phone?
Who it is?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Who are you?
This is Francisco in Irvine.
Okay. Francisco. Okay. We picked another line that wasn't it. All right, go ahead. Francisco, sorry.
So I think if you don't like LeBron now, you're not a Laker fan, but fine, some people, because of Kobe, they don't like LeBron. But there's precedent to this. Remember when back then when we just came off a championship in Orlando and we got rid of Trevor Ariza and we picked up Ron Artest? Everyone hated Ron Artest, especially after that playoff. But then Ron Artest turned into a Metal World Peace. You know, he shot some clutch three-pointers for us. And the city of L.A. loves Metal World Peace. And with LeBron, he's going to take us from not even making it to the playoffs to actually winning the chip. If you don't love LeBron after that, I'm sorry. You're just not a real Laker fan.
I'm with you. Laura, if you're listening somewhere, you're not here today. But if you're listening, Francisco's right.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Francisco. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
I just don't get it. I legitimately, especially now, George, especially now that the industry of basketball is so different. Roll with it. He's in your squad now. Love it. He's a GOAT. He might be the GOAT.
Right. He might be. He might be. That is true. Curtis, you are in for Laura today and this week. Are you, do you like LeBron?
Love LeBron.
There you go. Look at that. See that, Laura? How easy is that? Listen to Curtis. All right. Are we done here? Yes or no? Okay, we're done here then for today. All right, the Coach McVay Show is coming up next. Great job, LZ, as always, sir.
You as well, my good man.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Curtis. Thank you to the callers and those who tuned in. We will be back tomorrow for a full show, 4 to 7. Very rare these days with all these games.
I don't know if I want to work that long.
That's coming up tomorrow from 4 to 7. We'll have some special guests for you. The Coach McVay Show is up next. Have a great night. We love you.